A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to the chief priests and the elders of the people, "What is your opinion? A man had two sons. He came to the first and said, 'Son, go out and work in the vineyard today.' The son said in reply, 'I will not.' But afterwards he changed his mind and went. The man came to the other son and gave the same order. He said in reply, 'Yes, sir,' but did not go. Which of the two did his father's will?" They answered, "The first." Jesus said to them, "Amen, I say to you, tax collectors and prostitutes are entering the kingdom of God before you. When John came to you in the way of righteousness, you did not believe him, but tax collectors and prostitutes did. Yet even when you saw that, you did not later change your minds and believe him." The Gospel of the Lord. Brothers and sisters, in today's excerpt from Matthew's Gospel, we hear a man ask his two sons to go out and work in the vineyard. One answers no, but changes his mind and then says yes. The other answers yes, but changes his mind and says no. This story accents a very important theme in Matthew's Gospel: the difference between saying and doing. The difference between saying and doing. Today, on the feast day of St. John of the Cross, I would like to focus on the difference between saying and doing when it comes to prayer. I suspect that all of you have heard of St. John of the Cross's concept of the dark night of the soul. I dare say, however, that most deeply misunderstand this concept. They think of it as a profound suffering or pain or profound dryness in one's prayer life, similar to, for example, to recent revelations of Mother Teresa's dryness in prayer much of her life. And because of this, we often think of St. John of the Cross as being a kind of dark person. Nothing could be further from the truth. People who knew St. John of the Cross during his life looked at him as being charismatic, incredibly optimistic, and very serene. A great lover of nature, and a person still considered to be one of the greatest lyric poets in Spanish civilization. Let's hear what St. John of the Cross says about this dark night, and I quote, "This dark night is an inflow of God into the soul that purges it of its habitual ignorance and imperfections, natural and supernatural, and which contemplatives call infused contemplation. Through this contemplation, God teaches the soul secretly and instructs it in the perfection of love, without its doing anything or understanding how this happens." Unquote. This sounds much more positive than negative to me, and it should to you. This dark night represents God's gift of perfecting our ability as humans to love, of purifying our desires, our will, our intellect, so that we can be transformed into people of love. Why call it dark night? Night for St. John of the Cross represents a period of reduced activity in comparison to day. Dark represents for St. John of the Cross less use of our senses. By reducing our activity and closing our eyes and ears and reducing our senses, we create space to permit deep communication with our incomprehensible God. Prayer, as we all know, requires making quality time for God, and that's what dark night means to St. John of the Cross. And in this dark night, God can be heard speaking to our heart, speaking to our mind. In other words, we must do rather than say when it comes to prayer. We must reduce our activity and reduce the use of our senses if we are going to give God a chance to communicate with us. And then God can say, God can teach while we do nothing. We do nothing. And that is the great meaning of St. John's of the Cross, great mantra of nada, nada, nada. Infused contemplation is always God's work. In the words of our first reading from the prophet Zephaniah, it is God who will change and purify our lips. It is God who will leave us humble and slowly. But in the words of St. John of the Cross, it is also always God who provides the divine fire of love.